KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, I'm Ted Bambino, president of the Redding Rodeo. We are thrilled to be partners with the Redding Rancheria. They are an integral part to the success of the Redding Rodeo.
Hi, I'm Julie. This is Debbie. We're here at the Shasta Family YMCA.
Hi, and I'm Kristen, the CEO. And on behalf of our team, I'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for the many years of support for our programs and our projects like the playground.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Since 1934, Grange Co-op has stood for more than just a store. It's all about neighbors helping neighbors, families growing together, and communities thriving. And now, that tradition is here in Redding. From feed and garden supplies to tools and pet essentials, Grange Co-op has what you need. With service you can trust. Visit us today at 55 Lake Boulevard. Grange Co-op, trusted by neighbors since 1934.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
I'm Nathan with the Redding Trail Alliance, and we're here at the Redding Bike Park. We just want to thank the Redding Rancheria for all the help they've given us over the years supporting the many projects we're doing for our community.
Hi, I'm Dan, and this is Donna, and we're with Wings of Angels.
And we'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for their continued support over the years to our foundation.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Redding and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Ready to grow your business? KCNR is the last locally owned and operated radio station in our area. We reach thousands of listeners in our community every single day. Our professional production team creates custom ads that grab attention and get the results for your business. And you'll be surprised on how affordable advertising with KCNR is. Our listeners are your customers. Call Sue McClain today at 530-605-4565.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit SimpsonU.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staff with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is financial advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
Back to school specials are here at Charlu's Tap House. Feed the whole family with a large two-topping pizza, big fresh salad, and a basket of breadsticks, all for just $48. And hey, don't forget to book your kids' birthday party in our adventure room. They'll make their own pizzas, jump in the bounce house, and play in the arcade. Or let them play while you relax and dine. Parents, we've got you covered, too. Happy hour, 7 days a week, from 3 to 6 p.m. Enjoy the beer wall for 25% off and deals on appetizers. Stop by Charlu's, located at 1901 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway. Charlu's Tap House, where family traditions begin.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa and Janet Chandler. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archive link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Part of Louisiana always has such beautiful architecture, so you want to get it right.
Hey, Leslie?
Yeah?
How about some tiling advice for David in Anchorage, Alaska? You're the tiling aficionado.
You're making me this expert on everything. Oh. You know, I just want to talk to this guy about the Northern Lights.
Or would it be aficionada?
I'm going to go with O.
Head down to Anchorage, Alaska. We've got David on the line who's looking to do a tile project. What's going on, David?
Up here, we use a lot of textured walls rather than smooth drywall. Sprayed on with a texture gun, and then it's knocked down. Well, I wanted to put some tile on a bathroom wall, and I'm wondering what kind of prep work do I need to do to this textured wall? It's not a heavy texture. It's a knockdown.
Okay, so it's more like an orange peel. Now, orange yes. peel is kind of a thing that's really adhered well. So if yours is stuck pretty well, what I would do is thinking you could leave it or you could sand it to rough it up a bit, and that's going to help you get better adhesion from the tile adhesive. But as long as you can place that tile once you've got the adhesive or the mastic in place and that tile lays flat, that's your goal there. So, you know, you can sand the surface a little bit. You want to get rid of any dirt or grease or gloss that's on the wall right now because you want to be able to glue that tile on and basically go right on top of that texture.
Okay, well, I've seen, YouTube videos on scoring at first with a knife and things like that, and I'm just wondering how important that is.
Yeah, scoring, sanding, I mean, it's kind of the same effect. And the interesting thing here is because you're going to tile over, whatever you're doing to prep that wall, you can't make it look too rough. You kind of can't overdo the roughness. So I would sand it, make sure you've got some good glue for it to stick to, score it with a knife if you want. That's kind of the same idea. But if you have like a really rough sandpaper, like a 60 grit or something, and you just even hand sanded those raised spots, as long as you feel like you've got a clean, flatter surface for the glue to adhere to, and you're going to be able to tell, you should be good to go.
A random orbit sander and just run over it with a 60 grit would be sufficient?
You know, if it's a small area, you really could just do it by hand. But certainly if you want to use an orbital sander, that's fine. I mean, it's a wall. Make sure you use breathing protection. Make sure you're wearing a mask. But that dust is going to get everywhere, all right?
Okay.
All right. Well, good luck with your project, Dave. Thanks so much for joining us here on the Money Pit. Well, there is nothing cozier than sitting by the fire on a chilly fall night. But before you strike that match, we want to make sure that your fireplace is up to the task. We're going to walk you through a quick fireplace safety checklist that you should be tackling before you light that first fire. We've got that coming up next. Hi, it's Leslie from the Money Pit. You know I'm all about smart solutions for your home, and I found one for cleaning that's a real game changer. JAWS, the Just Add Water System. Now, these cleaners really perform. The glass cleaner, streak-free. The multi-purpose, it cuts through those messes. JAWS formulas are EPA Safer Choice certified, so they're safer for your family and the environment. Just fill the JAWS bottle with water, drop in a pod, and you are ready to clean glass, countertops, bathrooms, even floors. JAWS, better at cleaning, better for the environment, better for you. And right now, Money Pit listeners can save 20%. Just use promo code MONEYPIT at JAWSCleans.com and save 20%. That's JAWSCleans.com.
Do you have a toilet that's noisy or always running? Well, it's probably your flapper. You can stop wasting all that water and the noise by replacing the toilet flapper. We here at Team Money Pit are big fans of the Super Flapper from Fluidmaster. Its innovative design replaces either a 2-inch or 3-inch flapper and takes just minutes to install, and it's the only flapper you'll need. Start saving money and stop watching your cash get flushed down the toilet. Fix that noisy running toilet today. It's an easy DIY project, and it takes just a few minutes. So replace that old worn-out flapper with the Super Flapper and start saving water immediately. Fluidmaster has been the go-to brand for plumbing pros for over 67 years, so you know you are getting a product that's built to last and trusted by the experts. Any questions, you can call them at 800-631-2011 or just visit superflapper.com. That's superflapper.com.
Time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake and discolor, making your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio look old and worn. With QuickCrete Recap Resurfacer, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces at a fraction of the cost of replacing it. It's an easy project you can even do yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for recap, visit quickcrete.com, QUIKRETE.com.
It's time to get outside and transform your patio, porch, pool deck, and walkways with concrete resurfacing products from Deich Coatings. These top-quality real stone and granite coatings roll on easily to add beauty, durability, and traction to all of your surfaces. No artistic skills needed, and you'll love the authentic color selections. These DIY projects add value and curb appeal to your home. Learn more at the Home Depot, Lowe's, or DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
The Money Pit is presented by Ladera Wallblock from Pavestone. Ladera Wallblock, transforming spaces with ease. Learn more at pavestone.com. That's PAVESTONE.com.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit. I'm Leslie Segretti. So changing the clocks, got to do that, you guys. That's the easy part. But it's also the perfect reminder to check two of the most important safety devices in your home, your smoke alarm and the carbon monoxide detector. So replace the batteries and all of the detectors, even if you think they are still good. Just replace them. If the units are more than 10 years old, and this is how I know, because when I bought them, I wrote the date on the backside before I stuck it up to the wall, and that will tell you how old it is.
Good thinking.
Hot tip, you guys. They really don't last much longer than 10 years. Plus, there's always been advancements every year in the detection, how they work, battery life, etc. So just get a new one if it's time. So you do that. It's a small task. It can literally save your life. And a bonus tip here, if you have a hardwired detector, test each one using the button. Vacuum out the dust around the vents. Keep them working efficiently because these are some things that you want to work when you need them. All right, Jim, let's get back to the callers. Who's up?
All right, now, Leslie, we need your expertise here on grout cleaning so things don't look so yucky for Nicole. Nicole, what's going on there?
I have had trouble trying to get my grout in my bathroom to look white again, and I've tried a bunch of different cleaners. I heard that lemon juice and water can work well. Can you suggest anything that would make the grout on my bathroom tiles look brighter and much less dingy?
I love that grout cleaning is my area of expertise, Jim. Thank you. Thank you so much. I really do enjoy that chore very, very much. Grout cleaning is probably like the most, not the most labor intensive, but you know, it's like toothbrush and on your hands and knees on the floor.
Tedious, yeah.
Tedious. It's a pain in the butt, but it is very effective when you do get down to that project. So, you know, if you're trying to keep things with natural cleaners like lemon juice, super dingy grout is just not going to get clean with that kind of natural approach. This is a situation where you need to use a professional grout cleaner or an even tougher product, which could be a grout stripper. And that's probably the best material out there because that really strips into that dinginess of the grout and kind of removes those upper layers where all of that like yuck has settled in. And then it pulls it out. I mean, recently I needed to regrout a shower and I found that it had also gotten quite dingy. And, you know, no matter how hard sometimes you clean something, you're just not going to get it as white as it was. So you can use a grout saw, which basically looks like a very small kind of file, and you kind of dig away at the grout in between the tiles. It doesn't damage the tiles, and you kind of scrape out most of the grout. And then you can regrout it, and once again, you're going to have that beautiful, bright look. I mean, you're never going to get it quite as bright as the day it was put in, so here's a great chance for you to really redo that. There's all kinds of things, you know, again, once you get it to the look that you want, the grout, whether it's through cleaning or regrouting, you can get a grout sealer. And that's an additional product that you put on top of the grout once it's cured. And that's definitely a great way to make sure that that finished product, that finished look will kind of last as long as you want it to. So there's a lot of different approaches. I mean, if you put the sealer on, I'm not saying you don't ever have to clean the grout because you will have to clean the grout. But no one wants like a dingy looking grout. The other thing is if you just don't ever want to deal with cleaning the grout, choose a darker color grout. I don't know if that's like cheating.
Yeah, no doubt.
You know, it's eventually going to look kind of yucky. So why not go with a cool gray or like a black? You know, think of it like a pre-washed jean or like something that has more of like an effect on it. But, you know, it kind of, you know, two birds, one stone, cool looking grout you don't have to clean. Still seal it. Just some ideas, Nicole.
And there you have it.
Well, as the temperatures drop and the cozy vibes kick in, lighting a fire is one of the best ways to warm up your home. But before you strike that match, it's critical to make sure that your fireplace is ready to go. So first, you want to start with the chimney. Now, if you haven't used the fireplace in a while or it's been over a year, it is time for a professional chimney sweep. Over time, creosote will build up inside of the chimney, and this is a highly flammable substance that's the number one cause of chimney fires, and it's just a byproduct of burning wood. If you're burning wood that's not properly seasoned or dried, sometimes you get more buildup of creosote. Those instant fire logs tend to give a creosote lining. So definitely just be careful and have the chimney cleaned. A certified sweep can remove all of that buildup and check for any obstructions like bird nests or debris. And trust me, birds like to get in there. Now, next, you want to inspect that damper. And the damper is that metal flap inside your chimney that you open before you start the fire. It allows the smoke to escape. If it's stuck closed, smoke will back up into your house. Not great for you, your walls, your lungs, your furniture. Open it, close it, make sure it moves freely and creates a nice tight seal when you're not using it. Now, don't forget about the firewood. You only want to use seasoned hardwoods like oak, ash, or maple. They will burn hotter and burn cleaner. That wet wood or that green wood can lead to more creosote buildup and a smoky fire. And never burn treated wood, painted wood, or anything from the trash because they can release toxic fumes. Now, your fireplace screen and spark guards, they are must-haves. You want a sturdy screen or even tempered glass doors to keep those embers from flying out and starting fires on nearby furniture, rugs, even decorations. And finally, test those smoke and carbon monoxide detectors. First line of defense, guys, if something goes wrong, so make sure you've got one near the room where the fireplace is, that the batteries are fresh. If you have a gas fireplace, a carbon monoxide detector is a must. So before you curl up with that cup of cocoa and your favorite throw blankie, give your fireplace a little attention. It will keep you warmer, safer, and ready for all those cozy nights to come. All right, well, now that you're all cozied up and you probably have your phone in your hand scrolling, give us a call.
Jim, who's next?
Ah, Mark is out in arid Nevada. Not the city of, just the condition, usually.
It's a dry heat.
Yeah, it is. Which means it's not hot at all. Right. Okay, Mark, what's going on at your money pit?
I've got radiant heat in my house here. And
radiant heat, of course.
Down in the basement, the basement is completely finished and everything. The rock on the ceiling is falling.
Wait, why is it falling? I mean, was it water damaged or something, or was it not attached well? What's going on?
I don't think it's attached well. I can't find, none of the seams are taped.
Well, that's odd. So you got two options here. I mean, if you can identify, and you certainly should be able to identify where those ceiling joists are above that, then you should just be able to resecure everything. I wouldn't use nails. Definitely drywall screws because they're not going to back out like a nail would. And then you tape and spackle those joints. And that's really the best way to do it. If you don't want to deal with all of that, or you don't like the idea that the ceiling is covered up because you're blocking access to the mechanicals, wiring, plumbing, you could take all of it down and install a drop ceiling. And drop ceilings today are actually kind of attractive. I mean, drop ceilings used to just be much of like a schoolhouse or an old-timey basement of the 70s, but they're really lovely today. And the tiles themselves can look like a whole host of styles. Plus, you then have access to everything above the ceiling. And that could be, you know, a way to approach that as well, Mark.
Yeah, there's no nailing or anything.
Well, does the ceiling have heat in it? I mean, the ceiling that's loose and hanging down, do you know for a fact that you have radiant heat going through that ceiling?
Okay. The deal I was worried about was running screws down the joists where the sheets come together. I'm not sure if where the wires are, you know what I mean?
All right. So then it is an issue, and you should be concerned about that. So I think at this point, I wouldn't resecure it because there is a risk that you could pierce it, and that would be bad. I think you're probably going to end up having to take it down, maybe replace the heating as well at the same time. I don't think it's a situation where you can preserve what's going on.
There's radiant heat going through the ceiling.
Is the heat in the basement necessary? Because another thing that you could do is if you disconnect that section of the heat, you could use an electric radiant baseboard unit instead. I mean, it's common in a lot of basements, you know, especially where you are, that don't have to be heated year-round, maybe just when you get some exceptionally cold weather. And even though electric radiant heat is expensive to operate because, you know, you're paying for the electric charges, you wouldn't have to have those radiators on all at the same time.
Right. Actually, it's in a small room. The basement is sectioned in two rooms, and it's just a small room like an office would be, you know, and I actually don't have the heat on in there.
Well, then maybe that's the answer. Maybe you just disconnect that heat, the radiant heat that's in the ceiling, take it down, and start again.
Yeah, because there's thermostats in every room, controlling every room individually.
That's interesting. How old is your house, Mark?
It was built in 94.
Wow, so you've had that radiant heat since 94.
Uh-huh.
I mean, we really don't see a lot of radiant heat much older than that. So I think it's done its purpose, and it's time for something else. All right, good luck with that project, Mark.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. This is the Money Pit. Thanks so much for spending your weekend with us. Well, your refrigerator is about to earn its keep with all of those upcoming holiday meals and the leftovers. But is it ready? Coming up, we're going to share some simple fridge maintenance steps that you can do today to keep things running cool all season long. So stick around.
Are you responsible for taking care of your parents? You love them and you'd do anything for them. Well, what happens when one of them gets hurt on the job and can't go back to work? The money stops, but the bills in life, they don't. Your parents are entitled to Social Security disability benefits, but doing the paperwork, that's complicated. It's a full-time job. The smart thing to do is call this special toll-free number. They'll work directly with the Social Security Administration, do all the paperwork, and make sure your parents get their disability checks faster than you can ever do it on your own. Guaranteed. If one of your parents got injured on the job and can't work, they're entitled to receive the money they need until they can get back on their feet. It's free to learn more, so call right now.
800-296-1459. 800-296-1459. That's 800-296-1459.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
You remember when quality mattered more and people advertised low prices? When craftsmanship wasn't just a buzzword, but a way of life. At Cascade Curations, they never forgot. Their hand-selected collections honor that American tradition and the quality you grew up with. Quality clothing and low prices, just like they used to make them. Come see their showroom of men's and women's clothing across from Jack's Grill on California Street. And as always, they have free parking for their customers. Go by and see for yourself. Cascade Curations.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
Newsmax, you like Newsmax? I like it too.
Newsmax has been terrific.
President Trump is right. Millions like you are tuning into Newsmax. You're watching Newsmax on cable. You're going to our streaming channel, Newsmax 2. And you're downloading our free Newsmax app on your smartphones and TVs. Reuters Institute says we're now one of the top news brands in the nation. Every night, watch great shows with Rob Schmidt, Carl Higbee, Rob Finnerty, and more as they expose the big media lies, the Washington swamp, and they're never afraid to talk about faith, freedom, and the values that made us great. Find out why Newsmax is the fastest-growing news channel in America. Make the switch today and join our news revolution. Get Newsmax on cable, on streaming, and download the free app today. It takes just seconds to start. Let President Trump know you stand with Newsmax. It's for real news, for real people. Make the switch today.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights. And you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-492-7014. 800-492-7014. 800-492-7014. That's 800-492-7014.
Talking heads are preaching that you're entitled to your Social Security. But are you?
The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet.
Two Supreme Court decisions have said Congress can cancel Social Security tomorrow, and you can get nothing. You may want to believe the Social Security myth, but you're not entitled to it.
Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The fighting spirit of the Marine Corps is born of battles won. Battles won within, over enemies of fear, enemies of doubt. It's who we are. It's what we do. It's a promise made to you for more than two centuries. A promise of the Marines.
Making good homes better, I'm Leslie Segretti, and this is The Money Pit. Well, now that the daylight is fading earlier, especially with the clock set back, your exterior lighting becomes more important for both safety and curb appeal. So you want to walk around the property at dusk, check those motion lights, the pathway lighting, and the porch bulbs, replace any burnt-out light bulbs with energy-saving LEDs. You can add timers or dusk-to-dawn sensors so that lights are working even when you forget. And if you're planning holiday decorations, this is the perfect time to get ahead of those tangled lights and check for damage before the season begins. Maybe there's even a preseason sale to replace some of that stuff. All right, let's see who's up next. Jim, who you got?
Leslie, John in Florida is on the line, and he's dealing with some issues with some siding. What's going on, John? Can you tell us what's happening?
Just was going to remodel the interior of my house. I had a bunch of wallpaper and, like, the stuff on the ceiling, the little bubbles, and I just wanted to get rid of it all.
Are you talking about a textured ceiling, John?
Yeah, textured ceiling. So I figured the easiest way, because I wanted to do the wiring anyway, because it was aluminum wiring, that just take out the drywall and start from scratch. So all the studs are there, but I just took everything else out throughout the whole house. And a friend of mine said, geez, you should cocoon the house with the spray foam insulation. And I said, geez, the house won't breathe or anything. Is that okay? And he goes, I think so. I was just curious of what you guys thought of the spray foam and doing the whole thing.
Tom had spray foam insulation in his home, and he really loved it. He always thought that made such an improvement with the efficiency of his home's heating. And, you know, it really, really was helpful. And it's funny because once he put in the spray insulation, he would always get these letters from the utility company being like, wow, your house is way more energy efficient than the house next door. And he was like, all I did was blow in the insulation. So spray foam is definitely a great way to achieve excellent energy efficiency in your home. And the nice thing about a spray foam insulation is that it expands as it's applied. So it's going to go into all of those nooks and crannies. In terms of breathability, you would have to have an exceptionally tight house to have really any breathability issues. And if you did, you could use an air-to-air heat exchanger, which is the device that works with the HVAC system. And it basically pulls fresh air in from outside, cools it or heats it depending on the season, and then circulates it into the home. But with an existing house, it's probably going to be super unusual for you to need that.
Right. So they were talking about spraying, so they would spray the walls and then just go right up into the wrap. And then they said you have to have your HVAC has to have a vent inside that conditioned space upstairs. So you think that's a good idea then?
A really super energy efficient home that's built that way from scratch, maybe you'd have to do something like that. But I don't think it's going to be an issue for an existing home like yours.
Inside the ductwork up in the attic, they said you need to have at least one vent in there because it's going to condition that whole space above your
head.
Oh,
like a ridge vent or a soffit vent?
No, just inside the ductwork.
All right. I hear what you're saying, I think. I don't know why they're telling you you need that. It really doesn't make sense to me because you would essentially be encapsulating the attic space in the walls. And what I find is that in the attic, you want it usually to be the same temperature as the rest of the house with this spray foam insulation, no matter what time of year it is. So it never gets super cold in the winter. It doesn't get super hot in the summer. It kind of just stays neutral most of the time. So I'm not really sure why they're suggesting that you open an HVAC duct up there.
I think they were talking about airflow up there to move air a little bit because I'm down in Florida. I'm four, maybe, you know, half a mile from the Gulf.
You're right. You know, maybe it is a local thing. I mean, I'm an East Coast gal, like Northeast. You're a Gulf Coast guy. So maybe it is something more about the area that you're in. I mean, generally speaking, the show loves spray foam insulation. It works. It works well. It's always a good idea. And in your case, you've got all the drywall off, so this really is the best opportunity to do so. And, I mean, between the popcorn ceiling and the aluminum wiring, you really hit the jackpot with this one.
And all the old wallpaper.
Yes, and the wallpaper, too. You're right, John. Good luck with that project.
Yeah, that makes me feel a lot better knowing that you think it's a good idea. Thank you so much.
Well, as we head into the season of big meals and overflowing leftovers, your refrigerator is about to be under a lot of pressure. A little preventative maintenance now can keep it running efficiently, save you some energy, and help avoid those holiday dinner disasters. So start with the seals here. It's the rubber gasket around your fridge and your freezer door. That's going to be your first line of defense against wasted energy. Now, if they're dirty or if they're cracked, cold air leaks out. That's going to make your fridge work harder and your energy bills are going to go up. So clean those seals with a little warm water and dish soap and check the seal by closing the door on a dollar bill. If that dollar bill slips out easily, it's time to replace that gasket. You can look by the model number and you'll find an exact replacement for it. It's an easy fix. Now, next, look at the coils. Those dusty coils at the back or the bottom of your fridge can be a hidden energy hog because when that dirt and dust collect, they then insulate those coils and force that compressor to work overtime. So unplug the fridge, pull it away from the wall, use a coil brush or your vacuum hose attachment to just gently clean all that gunk off, and check the temperature. Now, your refrigerator should be set between 37 and 40 degrees Fahrenheit. The freezer at zero. Too cold, you're wasting energy. Too warm, and you risk spoiling the food. If your fridge doesn't have a built-in digital readout, use an appliance thermometer just to kind of confirm the accuracy. And go ahead and clean the inside properly. Toss any expired condiments, wipe down the shelves with a mix of vinegar and water, and don't forget those produce bins. They're often the dirtiest part of the fridge. You can line them with paper towels or washable mats just to make future cleanups easier. And bonus tip, don't overpack that fridge. That air kind of needs to circulate to keep the food evenly cold. And if you overstuff that fridge, it's going to make the appliance work harder, and that can lead to warm spots, which isn't ideal when you've got a turkey and three pies waiting. Right, guys? You got a lot to do, so don't risk things going bad. This is a quick tune-up that can extend your fridge's lifespan, lower your bills, and make sure that your Thanksgiving ingredients stay fresh and safe, because nobody wants spoiled stuffing. We're still mad at my sister for getting everybody sick from the stuffing she made with lamb that year. And that was, oh my God, like 35 years ago. We still talk about it. Sorry, Steph. We do. This is the Money Pit. Thank you so much for joining us this hour. Coming up, before winter wraps your home up in a snowy blanket, now is the time to give your home's exterior a deep clean. And with our favorite outside cleaning tool, a power washer. Mm-hmm. We're going to help you remove the grime and the mildew to make your home safer and more sparkly for the holiday season. So stick around. Ready to upgrade your backyard in minutes? With Ladera Wall Block, installation is a breeze. Imagine a stunning fire pit assembled in less than 5 minutes. It's that easy. Perfect for quick and beautiful outdoor projects, including seat walls, lighting columns, and more. Ladera Wall Block is your go-to choice for a customized look without the hassle. Ladera Wall Block, transforming spaces with ease. To find a retailer near you, project instructions, design inspiration, and more, visit pavestone.com. That's pavestone.com. Metal roofs are very popular these days. They're durable, long-lasting, and beautiful. With a nearly endless number of designs, styles, and colors to choose from, you can easily find a quality metal roof to fit the architectural style of your home. There are even style options that mimic shake, slate, and clay or concrete tile, yet all offer the easy care and performance advantages of metal. Add great curb appeal to your home with a metal roof. Get inspired. Visit the Metal Roofing Alliance at metalroofing.com. Hi, it's Leslie from the Money Pit. You know I'm all about smart solutions for your home, and I found one for cleaning that's a real game changer. JAWS, the Just Add Water System. Now, these cleaners really perform. The glass cleaner, streak-free. The multi-purpose, it cuts through those messes. JAWS formulas are EPA Safer Choice certified, so they're safer for your family and the environment. Just fill the JAWS bottle with water, drop in a pod, and you are ready to clean glass, countertops, bathrooms, even floors. JAWS, better at cleaning, better for the environment, better for you. And right now, Money Pit listeners can save 20%. Just use promo code MONEYPIT at JAWSCleans.com and save 20%. That's JAWSCleans.com. It's time to get outside and transform your patio, porch, pool deck, and walkways with concrete resurfacing products from Deich Coatings. These top-quality real stone and granite coatings roll on easily to add beauty, durability, and traction to all of your surfaces. No artistic skills needed, and you'll love the authentic color selections. These DIY projects add value and curb appeal to your home. Learn more at the Home Depot, Lowe's, or DeichCoatings.com. That's DeichCoatings.com. Outdoor concrete projects are quick and easy with QuickCrete fast-setting concrete mix in the red bag. It's great for setting fence posts, a mailbox, deck footings, or even a small slab. QuickCrete fast-setting concrete in the red bag makes setting posts quick and easy. There's no mixing. Just pour the dry mix into the hole and soak it with water. It sets hard in 20 to 40 minutes. It's that quick and that easy. You'll find QuickCrete fast-setting concrete mix at home improvement stores. Look for it in the red bag.
The Money Pit is presented by TrackSafe Anti-Slip Color Coat and Anti-Slip Sealer from Deich Coatings, the official coatings partner of The Money Pit. Renew concrete and stone. Learn more at DeichCoatings.com. D-A-I-C-H Coatings
MoneyPit.com.
Making good homes better, this is The Money Pit. I'm Leslie Segretti. Well, when you set your clocks back, which you should be doing, also take a few minutes to walk through the house and do a quick cold weather prep check. And you don't have to do this at 2 a.m. when the clock's set back. You could do it the next day or the evening before. Mm-hmm. Totally up to you. So here's some things you want to do for the winter season. Reverse that ceiling fan direction to push the warm air down. Inspect the weather stripping on doors and windows. And wash and store summer linens or swap in that warmer bedding because it's time for cozy flannel sheets. And it's also a great time to clean or replace that HVAC filter so that your heating system will run efficiently just as those colder temps hit. Love a quick checklist of things to do. Well, you might think power washing is a spring job, but I'm here to tell you fall is actually the perfect time to tackle it. Dirt, mildew, mold, and fallen leaves can build up in your home's exterior, on the deck, the patio, and the walkways all season long. And if you let them sit through winter, they can stain or cause slippery, unsafe surfaces. Plus, let's be real, the holidays are coming and you want your place to look its best, especially if you're hanging lights and welcoming guests. A freshly power washed walkway or front porch makes a huge visual difference. Now, if you don't own a pressure washer, no problem. You can rent one at your local home center. You just want to make sure you choose the right spray tip for the surface that you're cleaning. And for general use, a 25 degree nozzle is a good all-purpose option. And definitely test an area first to make sure you're not using too much pressure, especially on wood or older painted surfaces. Now, if you've got some touch-up painting planned, that's another hard one, touch-up painting planned, before the winter hits, power washing is also kind of the best prep step. No, keep laughing at me. Keep laughing, Jimmy.
I think it's cute. Proceed, Ms. Segretti.
When I write things for you, I'm going to literally write you the hardest things to say.
Flipping everything around.
Mark my words, Money Pit listeners.
Thanks,
next
Leslie.
Week, Jimmy's going to be tongue-tied. All right, but with your pressure washer, a 25-degree nozzle, it's great. It's all-purpose. Definitely, though, test the areas. You want to make sure you don't mess things up if it's older wood or painted surfaces. If you were planning on touching up those painted surfaces, see, I did it again, power washing is the best prep step. A clean surface will hold that paint better and avoid bubbling and peeling later on. And one thing I always recommend is skipping the ladder. It is not worth the risk of a slippery surface. You know, if you got to clean the second story siding or the windows, you can get an extension wand or even just a house washing kit that attaches to the garden hose, and that should do the trick. And don't forget to winterize the equipment when you're done. Drain the hose and pump completely so that you avoid freezing damage. And if it's gas powered, either run the fuel out or add stabilizer so it's good to go come springtime. So if you've got a couple of hours and some galoshes and you want a quick win this weekend, grab that power washer and give your home a little fall facelift. You'll be glad you did when those holiday decorations go up. Everything looks better on a clean surface, right?
Yipper.
All right. Let's get back to the phones. Who's up?
Heading out to Minnesota, Leslie. We've got Stacy. Stacy, what's going on at your money pit?
I have a question about using some mortar to fill in the spaces between the brick on our fireplace. We purchased a 1968 Rambler that needs a lot of work, and we're thinking if we fill in the space between the bricks on the fireplace and then paint it with a lime wash.
All right, Stacy, so I'm a little confused because it sounds to me like maybe you're trying to fill in that mortar so you have a smooth surface and not really repoint the bricks. And when I say repoint, I'm talking about the grout, really, between the bricks. So do you still want to see the brick face and have that smooth line between that's at the same level? I mean, I think that might be kind of weird if you have, like, a brick face texture and then sort of like a smooth grid going around it. But if you're talking about a lime wash, which is kind of like a pickling finish, that really only works on wood because a lime wash is going to sit on a wood grain and goes into the wood grain and then reacts with the grain itself and causes it to have the sort of white chalky finish in the graining, and then the smooth parts of the wood just kind of take on a milky wash. I don't think you're going to get the same effect on brick because it's not going to absorb into the brick in the same way. It's just going to kind of get stuck in a lot of places, and you might get a lot of, you know, differences in looks between where the filling is, the mortar, the brick, et cetera. You know, I think if you're trying to go for a smooth finish that's something completely different from the brick,
you know, you can think about the idea of tiling or, you know, a stone fascia to go over the brick just to give you a completely different look. But I think this sort of effect that you're envisioning here, maybe I'm not picturing it right, but I think the way I'm visualizing it seems a little bit odd. You know, you could do stucco also. That's another option, but that's just a different texture. And that goes on top of the brick forever, and it would be a real pain in the butt to ever take off. The faux stone really does look beautiful, and you can find things sort of in, like, maybe something that's very linear, like a ledge stone, or something more natural, like a river rock or something. And you can get them in those sort of white finishes that I think is what you have in mind. So let's do a little bit more exploring, Stacy. And if you want to come back to us with some more ideas, I'm very, very happy to help you out.
If you're craving a quick design refresh this fall, wallpaper might be your new best friend. Coming up in Leslie's Last Word, Leslie will share easy ways to make a big statement with just a little paper. From bold murals to style accents that totally transform a space. Up next on The Money Pit.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
When you have a workers' compensation case, the insurance companies and adjusters are not on your side. Speak with an attorney to be sure you're not missing out on the benefits that you need and are entitled to. Workers' compensation is complicated. Gorman Law can help you turn a bad situation into a new opportunity. Call us at 530-262-2168, 530-262-2168, or schedule a free consultation online at gormancomplaw.com.
Gutters and install leaf filter, America's number one gutter protection system.
So I didn't need to get on this ladder?
Ron, leaf filter trusted pros are in your neighborhood and ready to help. Just visit leaffilter.com/deal to schedule your free gutter inspection and get up to 30% off.
Thank goodness. What was that site?
To get this special radio offer, go to leaffilter.com/deal for your free gutter inspection today and get up to 30% off. That's leaffilter.com/deal for up to 30% off. Leaffilter.com/deal. See representative for warranty details.
60 seconds of service.
This 60 seconds of service is presented by T-Mobile. Those who serve, save with T-Mobile. Military families get exclusive savings with T-Mobile, the best mobile network in the U.S., according to Ookla speed test. So you can stay connected wherever you are. Visit T-Mobile.com/military-savings to learn more. After Afghanistan, Army veteran Aaron felt lost in civilian life. Through Pets for Patriots, he adopted two rescue cats whose daily feeding and playtime brought routine and purpose back to his days. The companionship eased his anxiety and lifted his motivation to reconnect socially. They don't judge. They just show up, Aaron says. And that's sometimes all a veteran needs to start living again. For more inspirational stories and conversations, just go to NationalDefenseNetwork.com. Today's 60 Seconds of Service is brought to you by Prevagen. Prevagen is the number one pharmacist-recommended memory support brand. You can find Prevagen in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere.
Making good homes better, this is Jim's favorite part of The Money Pit. And I'm Leslie Segretti.
It is.
Jim, let's answer some emails. What do you got?
Bill wrote in. He's from Hagerstown, Maryland. He's saying, I just had a new concrete driveway put in, and I want to know if I should apply a sealer to it, and if so, what kind?
Well, definitely regularly sealing your concrete surface is an excellent method for safeguarding the longevity there. Not only does it aid in the prevention of cracks, but it also maintains its initial appearance, and it shields it from staining and any other damage that can be caused by the weather. So I would say an acrylic sealer is going to be the best. It gives you good performance at a cost-effective price. They're also frequently combined with epoxies or polyurethanes or silicone to enhance that performance, enhance their durability and the water resistance. It's really important, though, that when you choose your sealer, you make sure it's vapor permeable. Make sure it says it on the can. This way, that vapor will evaporate. That water kind of comes out so it doesn't freeze when it expands. All right, good luck with that.
Well, wallpaper is definitely having its moment, but that doesn't mean it has to take over your entire house. In today's Leslie's Last Word, Leslie is sharing how to use wallpaper sparingly, creatively, and totally stylishly. Whether you go with peel-and-stick murals or luxe prints in unexpected places, she's got the tips to help you refresh your home without a major reno. Leslie?
Yeah, you know I love wallpaper, and it is having a serious design moment right now, but that doesn't mean you have to kind of wrap every inch of your house in bold prints or florals, though I would highly recommend it. I do love wallpaper, and I do love patterns. However, my best advice here, guys, choose the highest quality wallpaper that you can afford, and then use it like an accent, not a blanket. This way you get that wow factor without the visual overload or totally blowing your budget. And here's where wallpaper really shines. Small, stylish spaces, like a powder room or an entryway, these are perfect spots to make a bold statement. Maybe it's a focal wall in your living room or your bedroom that can create drama and depth without totally taking over the space. And inside decorative molding. So, you know those classic square or rectangular trims in a dining room? Well, you can fill that void with wallpaper and suddenly it's architectural art. Or under or above a chair rail, you can add that wallpaper to whichever half of the wall you like to bring texture, contrast, or even a playful print to a more traditional space. And don't sleep on wall murals. Yeah, they've come a long way since the beach scenes of the 70s. Today's murals are often removable, renter-friendly, and seriously cool. So think about like a misty forest photo wall for a basement or den, or a graffiti-style mural in a teen's room, or you want to lead into your favorite sports team? Then why not get a great oversized vintage stadium shot or like a player silhouette? Perfect for a man cave or a home gym, or bring those summer vibes year-round with a sunset ocean scene in the guest room or your workspace. And the best part, when you're ready for a new look, you kind of peel and swap. It's instant impact with zero commitment. So whether you go bold, botanical, beachy, or abstract, wallpaper is a great way to refresh those walls and your mood this fall. And I am here for it, you guys. Well, that wraps up this hour of the Money Pit. We kick things off with a fireplace safety check because before you light that cozy fire, you want to make sure everything's in tip-top shape. Then we went back to the kitchen to talk fridge maintenance, especially before it's packed with holiday leftovers. And finally, we took the power outside with a segment on power washing. If you missed anything or you want some more step-by-step tips, head over to moneypit.com where we've got tons of guides and videos to help you tackle all of your fall projects. And don't forget to follow us on social for more seasonal ideas and inspiration. I'm Leslie Segretti. Thanks so much for hanging out with me today. Remember, you can do it yourself, but you don't have to do it alone. See you next time.
On the Money Pit Radio Show. On the Money Pit Radio Show. Pick up the telephone. Fix up your home sweet home by calling 888-MONEY-PIT.
People ask all the time, who the heck is low-cost airlines? Well, we're not just one airline. When you're talking to us, you're talking to everyone. We are the discount supermarket for all airline tickets. Plus, we have all the airlines and always have the best prices. American, Delta, United, plus all the specialized international airlines and a lot more.
and we make it easy. We guarantee you'll talk to a live human in 60 seconds. You can have the rate you need and have your trip booked in 5 minutes. Now, how cool is that? And remember, when you're talking to us, it's like talking to every single airline available with one fast phone call. All you need to do is call and find the best prices to fly wherever it is you want to go. So are you ready? Call Low Cost Airlines right now. 802-341-4525. 802-341-4525. 802-341-4525. That's 802.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from Town Hall. I'm Ron Taylor. The Justice Department has issued a flurry of subpoenas related to the government's inquiry into alleged Russian interference in the 2016 presidential election. Correspondent Ken Lormond has the story.
The grand jury subpoenas issued out of the Southern District of Florida seek documents related to the preparation of the Obama administration's intelligence community assessment. Some of the current, future, or intended subpoena recipients are reportedly former CIA Director John Brennan, as well as Peter Strzok and Lisa Page, two FBI employees who were involved in the Russia investigation. Ken Lorman reporting.
Jewish organizations are speaking out as self-identified Democratic Socialist Zoran Mamdani prepares to take the reins of America's most populous city.
On January 1st, I will be sworn in as the mayor of New York City.
Within hours of Zoran Mamdani's election as New York's first Muslim mayor, there were swift and harsh reactions from his Jewish critics. Notably, the Anti-Defamation League, which combats anti-Semitism, launched an initiative to track policies and personnel appointments of the incoming administration. The ADL said its goal was to protect Jewish residents during what it called a period of unprecedented anti-Semitism in New York City.
Flight cancellations are surpassing Friday's totals as the FAA reduces air traffic at dozens of airports. According to FlightAware, more than 1,200 flights had been canceled as of late today. Tacked on to that, more than 5,000 delays. The airports being impacted the most include Atlanta's Hartsfield-Jackson, Charlotte-Douglas, Newark, Liberty, JFK, and Chicago O'Hare. The FAA has reduced traffic by 4% this weekend, and that's expected to grow to 6% by Tuesday. You'll find breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor, reporting.
In today's fast-paced world, professionals face endless projects, deadlines, competition. To thrive, you need mental clarity, sharp focus, and reliable memory. That's why the same company that brings you Relief Factor created ThinkFactor. ThinkFactor is designed to help you think clearer and perform better daily. It's a powerful blend of nutrients that supercharges your memory and sharpens your focus. You can stay on top of your work and outshine the competition. After a couple of weeks of taking ThinkFactor, I noticed a dramatic difference in my clarity, my focus, even my memory. And you know what? The longer you take ThinkFactor, the better the results are. If you've ever felt mentally foggy or struggled to keep up with everything on your plate, well, ThinkFactor can help you reclaim your cognitive edge and thrive in your life. Call 800-4-RELIEF, 800-4-RELIEF, or visit ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com, to order ThinkFactor. Call 800-4-RELIEF or visit ReliefFactor.com. Your first bottle, just $19.95. ThinkFactor. Think clearer, perform better daily.
The National Toy Hall of Fame games three new famous selections. More from correspondent Ben Thomas.
Trivial Pursuit. It's more than a game. It's a national obsession.
Trivial Pursuit was created by a pair of Canadian journalists in 1979 and has been going through iterations ever since.
The Trivial Pursuit 90s edition.
And this one started as a pencil and paper game in the 1930s. But it was Milton Bradley's 1967 plastic edition with fold-up stations and model ships that made it a hit.
Battleship from Milton Bradley.
And then there's Slime. Gooey, sticky, and often homemade. All three now in the National Toy Hall of Fame in Rochester, New York. I'm Ben Thomas.
You'll find more news and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor, reporting. The FBI runs a major criminal justice center in Clarksburg, West Virginia, and Governor Patrick Marcy says he'd welcome more agencies the Trump administration may want to move there.
We would welcome any of the Trump administration
initiatives to move people, these agencies, out to the heartlands. And certainly we already have thousands of FBI employees out in Clarksburg.
Morrissey made his comments to the Salem Radio Network. Economist Steve Moore says he believes in a safety net for the needy, but says too many Americans are abusing assistance programs.
What's wrong with our country? We're the richest country in the world, and we have 42 million people who need the government to put food on their table. And I was looking at data on the blue states versus the red states. Which states do you think that the food stamps are exploding in? The blue states.
He says the blue states are not enforcing work requirements. You'll find more at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor reporting.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, I'm Ted Bambino, president of the Redding Rodeo. We are thrilled to be partners with the Redding Rancheria. They are an integral part to the success of the Redding Rodeo.
Hi, I'm Julie. This is Debbie. We're here at the Shasta Family YMCA.
Hi, and I'm Kristen, the CEO. And on behalf of our team, I'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for the many years of support for our programs and our projects like the playground.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Redding Kia is celebrating this season with joy, gratitude, and incredible year-end savings. As part of Operation Holiday Salute, we're giving a heartfelt thank you to our veterans and the brave men and women of our military. Since 2006, Redding Kia has been your trusted hometown dealership. During our holiday sales events, take home a brand new 2026 Kia Sportage. There's always a military incentive rebate at Redding Kia. Visit us at 418 East Cypress Avenue or anytime at reddingkia.com.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
I'm Nathan with the Redding Trail Alliance, and we're here at the Redding Bike Park. We just want to thank the Redding Rancheria for all the help they've given us over the years supporting the many projects we're doing for our community.
Hi, I'm Dan, and this is Donna, and we're with Wings of Angels.
And we'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for their continued support over the years to our foundation.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. from my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, or North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Redding and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Hello, I'm Shannon Phillips with the McConnell Foundation. As part of Operation Holiday Salute, we would like to take a moment to thank our veterans and the brave men and women who are currently serving in the armed forces. At the McConnell Foundation, our mission is to help build better communities through philanthropy. We value excellence and integrity, using our personnel, facilities, and financial resources to create and support positive change. We are honored to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Redding. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment, plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
Back-to-school specials are here at Charlou's Tap House. Feed the whole family with a large shoe-topping pizza, big fresh salad, and a basket of breadsticks, all for just $48. And hey, don't forget to book your kids' birthday party in our adventure room. They'll make their own pizzas, jump in the bounce house, and play in the arcade. Or let them play while you relax and dine. Parents, we've got you covered, too. Happy hour, 7 days a week, from 3 to 6 p.m. Enjoy the beer wall for 25% off and deals on appetizers. Stop by Charlou's, located at 1901 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway. Charlou's Tap House, where family traditions begin.
Ready to grow your business? KCNR is the last locally owned and operated radio station in our area. We reach thousands of listeners in our community every single day. Our professional production team creates custom ads that grab attention and get the results for your business. And you'll be surprised on how affordable advertising with KCNR is. Our listeners are your customers. Call Sue McClain today at 530-605-4565.
Jones's Fort Gun Shop, selling your favorite guns since 1962. This November, we honor all veterans for your service and sacrifices as we approach the holidays. Jones's Fort would like to express our gratitude and acknowledge their willingness to make the ultimate sacrifice and recognize their commitment to freedom, patriotism, family, and hard work. Jones's Fort could not have prospered these last 64 years without the brave men and women of the United States Armed Forces. Jones's Fort salutes you.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Moves us to action. And we believe that today, wonder is more essential than ever.
Wow.
That's why we're supporting a new generation of explorers to ask big questions, make breakthroughs, and bring the future closer. Wonder awaits. Will you join us? Visit natgeo.org/wonder.
If your roof starts to leak, all your flow's really squeaky, living in a mud pit.
If your basement needs a pump or your place is like a dump, live in a money pit. Money pit. Pick up the telephone,
fix up your home sweet home by calling 888 Money Pit.
The Money Pit is presented by Deich Coatings. Now here's Leslie Segretti.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit. I'm Leslie Segretti, and joining me is Jim Kenzie, the best partner to help us forge forward with the Money Pit, even when life throws a curve. How you doing, Jimmy?
I'm doing great. How are you doing, Leslie?
I'm good, thanks. Getting everything ready. I'm hosting Thanksgiving this year, so just trying to get everything in tip-top shape, thinking about the menu. What about you?
Well, that's what you have in store for the fam. What do you have in store for this hour of the show?
Oh, ooh, so much to tackle.
Do you like that sidestep?
I do. You're like, focus, girl. Get to the subject matter. Because as we've all learned, Leslie goes on tangents.
It's okay. It's like playing traffic cop. I like it.
I just don't give me a speeding ticket. I really can't have another one. Please don't. All right, guys. Well, coming up this hour, you know, there is nothing cozier than a crackling fire on a chilly fall night. But before you strike that match, You want to make sure that your fireplace is up to the task. So coming up, we're going to walk you through a quick fireplace safety check that you should tackle before you light that first log. From creosote to carbon monoxide detectors, we've got the must-know tips to keep your fire warm and safe all season long. And your refrigerator, guys, is about to earn its keep with all of those upcoming holiday leftovers. But is it ready? We're going to share the simple fridge maintenance steps that you can do today to keep things running cool, clean, and energy efficient all season long. And before winter wraps your home up in a snowy blanket, it's a great time to give your exterior of the home a deep cleaning. We're going to talk about the power of power washing, from removing grime and mildew to making your walkways safer and your house sparkle for the holidays. We'll share why this quick weekend project is the ultimate pre-winter refresh. But first, we want to know what you want to know. We're here to help you build confidence to tackle those projects that you want to conquer. So give us a call now at 888-MONEY-PIT. Jim, who's up first?
Leslie, let's head to Louisiana and talk to Marla. She's on the line and has a question about her porch. Marla, fill us in.
I have an old house built in 1910. It has about 22 columns on the porches, two-story. And my question is, if I want to take in part of my porch downstairs and screen it in, or just take it in and make a sunroom, how can I do that with those huge columns in the way? Because they are not a perfect shape, and they're round, and they have the big Corinthian beautiful caps on top. So how would I do that? Would I have to take the columns off and just box in the porch?
I mean, first of all, Marla, this sounds absolutely gorgeous. Like, what a beautiful period style home you have. And those columns, not only are they beautiful, I mean, they're doing a pretty important job of holding up a good portion of your roof, I would imagine. So if you think about kind of boxing them in, that's going to change the architectural style of the home. If you want to disassemble and move them, then you have to support what's behind it, and then you'd have to square them off again. It's going to change the architectural perception of this beautiful home. So a couple of things. I mean, if you want to do a big, big project here, you can talk with an architect, maybe think about redesigning the front of the house, get it closer to kind of what you have in mind. Truly, the style of your home isn't really leaning towards modification, and it would be kind of odd to have a screened-in porch sort of shoved in a space that's covered by all those columns. These columns are what makes your home unique, so I think you trying to piece together this screened-in porch with the style of home you have is just not going to sort of read correctly, and it will end up looking like a mishmash of styles. Definitely consult with an architect. Generally, you can have those sort of first consulting meetings, a rough sketch sort of at like one price point before you head into working drawings, etc. So it might be worth it to sort of meet with an architect, get an idea of what can be done, what does that look like, and if you're on board with that, then the next step would be to have that architect draw up working drawings, take that to different contractors for bid, and just see if it's worth it in the long run changing your home that much to create the screen and porch. But I think kind of working with what you already have and adding that in is not going to be the answer.
Oh, come on, Leslie. You're not going to entrust Corinthian pillar supports to the average handyman? Come on.
No, Jim. You know what this house looks like. This is like an estate. This is like in a historical home. This part of Louisiana always has such beautiful architecture, so you want to get it right.
Hey, Leslie?
Yeah?
How about some tiling advice for David in Anchorage, Alaska? You're the tiling aficionado.
You're making me this expert on everything. I mean, I just want to talk to this guy about the Northern Lights.
Or would it be aficionada?
I'm going to go with O.
Head down to Anchorage, Alaska. We've got David on the line who's looking to do a tile project. What's going on, David?
Up here, we use a lot of textured walls rather than smooth drywall. Sprayed on with a texture gun, and then it's knocked down. Well, I wanted to put some tile on a bathroom wall, and I'm wondering what kind of prep work do I need to do to this textured wall? It's not a heavy texture. It's a, like I said, it's a knockdown.
Okay, so it's more like an orange peel. Now, orange peel is kind of a thing that's really adhered well. So if yours is stuck pretty well, what I would do is thinking you could leave it or you could sand it to rough it up a bit, and that's going to help you get better adhesion from the tile adhesive. But as long as you can place that tile once you've got the adhesive or the mastic in place and that tile lays flat, that's your goal there. So, you know, you can sand the surface a little bit. You want to get rid of any dirt or grease or gloss that's on the wall right now because you want to be able to glue that tile on and basically go right on top of that texture.
Okay. Well, I've seen, YouTube videos on scoring it first with a knife and things like that, and I'm just wondering how important that is.
Yes, yeah, scoring, sanding, I mean, it's kind of the same effect. And the interesting thing here is because you're going to tile over, whatever you're doing to prep that wall, you can't make it look too rough. You kind of can't overdo the roughness. So I would sand it, make sure you've got some good glue for it to stick to, score it with a knife if you want. That's kind of the same idea. But if you have like a really rough sandpaper, like a 60 grit or something, and you just even hand sanded those raised spots, as long as you feel like you've got a clean, flatter surface for the glue to adhere to, and you're going to be able to tell, you should be good to go.
A random orbit sander and just run over it with a 60 grit would be sufficient?
You know, if it's a small area, you really could just do it by hand. But certainly if you want to use an orbital sander, that's fine. I mean, it's a wall. Make sure you use breathing protection. Make sure you're wearing a mask. But that dust is going to get everywhere, all right?
Okay.
All right. Well, good luck with your project, Dave. Thanks so much for joining us here on the Money Pit. Well, there is nothing cozier than sitting by the fire on a chilly fall night. But before you strike that match, we want to make sure that your fireplace is up to the task. We're going to walk you through a quick fireplace safety checklist that you should be tackling before you light that first fire. We've got that coming up next. Hi, it's Leslie from the Money Pit. You know I'm all about smart solutions for your home, and I found one for cleaning that's a real game changer. JAWS, the Just Add Water System. Now, these cleaners really perform. The glass cleaner, streak-free. The multi-purpose, it cuts through those messes. JAWS formulas are EPA Safer Choice certified, so they're safer for your family and the environment. Just fill the JAWS bottle with water, drop in a pod, and you are ready to clean glass, countertops, bathrooms, even floors. JAWS, better at cleaning, better for the environment, better for you. And right now, Money Pit listeners can save 20%. Just use promo code MONEYPIT at JAWSCleans.com and save 20%. That's JAWSCleans.com.
Do you have a toilet that's noisy or always running? Well, it's probably your flapper. You can stop wasting all that water and the noise by replacing the toilet flapper. We here at Team Money Pit are big fans of the Super Flapper from Fluidmaster. Its innovative design replaces either a 2-inch or 3-inch flapper and takes just minutes to install, and it's the only flapper you'll need. Start saving money and stop watching your cash get flushed down the toilet. Fix that noisy running toilet today. It's an easy DIY project, and it takes just a few minutes. So replace that old, worn-out flapper with the Super Flapper and start saving water immediately. Fluidmaster has been the go-to brand for plumbing pros for over 67 years, so you know you are getting a product that's built to last and trusted by the experts. Any questions, you can call them at 800-631-2011 or just visit superflapper.com. That's superflapper.com.
Time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake and discolor, making your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio look old and worn. With QuickCrete Recap Resurfacer, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces at a fraction of the cost of replacing it. It's an easy project you can even do yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for recap, visit quickcrete.com, QUIKRETE.com. It's time to get outside and transform your patio, porch, pool deck, and walkways with concrete resurfacing products from Deich Coatings. These top-quality real stone and granite coatings roll on easily to add beauty, durability, and traction to all of your surfaces.
No artistic skills needed, and you'll love the authentic color selections. These DIY projects add value and curb appeal to your home. Learn more at the Home Depot, Lowe's, or DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
The Money Pit is presented by Ladera Wallblock from Pavestone. Ladera Wallblock, transforming spaces with ease. Learn more at pavestone.com. That's P-A-V-E-S-T-O-N-E.com.
Making good homes better, this is The Money Pit. I'm Leslie Segretti. So changing the clocks, got to do that, you guys. That's the easy part. But it's also the perfect reminder to check two of the most important safety devices in your home, your smoke alarm and the carbon monoxide detector. So replace the batteries and all of the detectors, even if you think they are still good. Just replace them. If the units are more than 10 years old, and this is how I know, because when I bought them, I wrote the date on the backside before I stuck it up to the wall, and that will tell you how old it is.
Good thinking.
Hot tip, you guys. They really don't last much longer than 10 years. Plus, there's always been advancements every year in the detection, how they work, battery life, etc. So just get a new one if it's time. So you do that. It's a small task. It can literally save your life. And a bonus tip here, if you have a hardwired detector, test each one using the button. Vacuum out the dust around the vents. Keep them working efficiently because these are some things that you want to work when you need them. All right, Jim, let's get back to the callers. Who's up?
All right, now, Leslie, we need your expertise here on grout cleaning so things don't look so yucky for Nicole. Nicole, what's going on there?
I have had trouble trying to get my grout in my bathroom to look white again, and I've tried a bunch of different cleaners. I heard that lemon juice and water can work well. Can you suggest anything that would make the grout on my bathroom tiles look brighter and much less dingy?
I love that grout cleaning is my area of expertise, Jim. Thank you. Thank you so much. I really do enjoy that chore very, very much. Grout cleaning is probably like the most, not the most labor intensive, but you know, it's like toothbrush and on your hands and knees on the floor.
Tedious, yeah.
Tedious. It's a pain in the butt, but it is very effective when you do get down to that project. So, you know, if you're trying to keep things with natural cleaners like lemon juice, super dingy grout is just not going to get clean with that kind of natural approach. This is a situation where you need to use a professional grout cleaner or an even tougher product, which could be a grout stripper. And that's probably the best material out there because that really strips into that dinginess of the grout and kind of removes those upper layers where all of that like yuck has settled in. And then it pulls it out. I mean, recently I needed to regrout a shower and I found that it had also gotten quite dingy. And, you know, no matter how hard sometimes you clean something, you're just not going to get it as white as it was. So you can use a grout saw, which basically looks like a very small kind of file, and you kind of dig away at the grout in between the tiles. It doesn't damage the tiles, and you kind of scrape out most of the grout, and then you can regrout it. And once again, you're going to have that beautiful, bright look. I mean, you're never going to get it quite as bright as the day it was put in. So here's a great chance for you to really redo that. There's all kinds of things, you know, again, once you get it to the look that you want, the grout, whether it's through cleaning or regrouting, you can get a grout sealer. And that's an additional product that you put on top of the grout once it's cured. And that's definitely a great way to make sure that that finished product, that finished look will kind of last as long as you want it to. So there's a lot of different approaches. I mean, if you put the sealer on, I'm not saying you don't ever have to clean the grout, because you will have to clean the grout, but no one wants like a dingy looking grout. The other thing is, if you just don't ever want to deal with cleaning the grout, choose a darker color grout. I don't know if that's like cheating.
Yeah, no doubt.
You know, it's eventually going to look kind of yucky, so why not go with a cool gray or like a black, you know? Think of it like a pre-washed jean or like something that has more of like an effect on it. But, you know, it kind of, you know, two birds, one stone, cool looking grout you don't have to clean. Still seal it. Just some ideas, Nicole.
And there you have it.
Well, as the temperatures drop and the cozy vibes kick in, lighting a fire is one of the best ways to warm up your home. But before you strike that match, it's critical to make sure that your fireplace is ready to go. So first, you want to start with the chimney. Now, if you haven't used the fireplace in a while or it's been over a year, it is time for a professional chimney sweep. Over time, creosote will build up inside of the chimney, and this is a highly flammable substance that's the number one cause of chimney fires, and it's just a byproduct of burning wood. If you're burning wood that's not properly seasoned or dried, sometimes you get more buildup of creosote. Those instant fire logs tend to give a creosote lining. So definitely just be careful and have the chimney cleaned. A certified sweep can remove all of that buildup and check for any obstructions like bird nests or debris. And trust me, birds like to get in there. Now, next, you want to inspect that damper. And the damper is that metal flap inside your chimney that you open before you start the fire. It allows the smoke to escape. If it's stuck closed, smoke will back up into your house. Not great for you, your walls, your lungs, your furniture. Open it, close it, make sure it moves freely and creates a nice tight seal when you're not using it. Now, don't forget about the firewood. You only want to use seasoned hardwoods like oak, ash, or maple. They will burn hotter and burn cleaner. That wet wood or that green wood can lead to more creosote buildup and a smoky fire. And never burn
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Introducing Jackpot Blitz, the industry's most advanced digital poker table designed for players who crave the energy of live play. Seamlessly jump into live multi-table tournaments and make your moves with just a tap. No dealers, no delays, just pure poker. Hands are dealt instantly and side pots handled automatically. The pace, whoa, blazing fast. This isn't just the future of poker, it's happening now. Play smarter, play faster, play Jackpot Blitz. For complete details, visit WinRiver.com. And find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
It's a dry heat.
Yeah, it is, which means it's not hot at all.
Right.
Okay, Mark, what's going on at your money pit?
I've got radiant heat in my house here. And
radiant heat, of course.
Down in the basement, the basement is completely finished and everything. The rock on the ceiling is falling.
All right, but wait, why is it falling? I mean, was it water damaged or something, or was it not attached well? What's going on?
I don't think it's attached well. I can't find, none of the seams are taped.
Well, that's odd. So you got two options here. I mean, if you can identify, and you certainly should be able to identify where those ceiling joists are above that, then you should just be able to resecure everything. I wouldn't use nails. Definitely drywall screws because they're not going to back out like the nail would. And then you tape and spackle those joints. And that's really the best way to do it. If you don't want to deal with all of that or you don't like the idea that the ceiling is covered up because you're blocking access to the mechanicals, wiring, plumbing, you could take all of it down and install a drop ceiling. And drop ceilings today are actually kind of attractive. I mean, drop ceilings used to just be much of like a schoolhouse or an old-timey basement of the 70s, but they're really lovely today, and the tiles themselves can look like a whole host of styles, plus you then have access to everything above the ceiling. And that could be, you know, a way to approach that as well, Mark.
Yeah, there's no nailing or anything.
Well, does the ceiling have heat in it? I mean, the ceiling that's loose and hanging down. Do you know for a fact that you have radiant heat going through that ceiling?
Okay. The deal I was worried about was like running screws down the joists where the sheets come together. I'm not sure if where the wires are, you know what I mean?
All right, so then it is an issue, and you should be concerned about that. So I think at this point, I wouldn't resecure it because there is a risk that you could pierce it, and that would be bad. I think you're probably going to end up having to take it down, maybe replace the heating as well at the same time. I don't think it's a situation where you can preserve what's going on.
There's radiant heat going through the ceiling.
Is the heat in the basement necessary? Because another thing that you could do, if you disconnect that section of the heat, you could use an electric radiant baseboard unit instead. I mean, it's common in a lot of basements, you know, especially where you are, that don't have to be heated year-round, maybe just when you get some exceptionally cold weather. And even though electric radiant heat is expensive to operate because, you know, you're paying for the electric charges, you wouldn't have to have those radiators on all at the same time.
Right. Actually, it's in a small room. The basement is sectioned in two rooms, and it's just a small room like an office would be, you know, and I actually don't have the heat on in there.
Well, then maybe that's the answer. Maybe you just disconnect that heat, the radiant heat that's in the ceiling, take it down, and start again.
Yeah, because there's thermostats in every room, controlling every room individually.
That's interesting. How old is your house, Mark?
It was built in 94.
Wow, so you've had that radiant heat since 94.
Uh-huh.
I mean, we really don't see a lot of radiant heat much older than that. So I think it's done its purpose, and it's time for something else. All right, good luck with that project, Mark.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. This is the Money Pit. Thanks so much for spending your weekend with us. Well, your refrigerator is about to earn its keep with all of those upcoming holiday meals and the leftovers. But is it ready? Coming up, we're going to share some simple fridge maintenance steps that you can do today to keep things running cool all season long. So stick around.
Are you responsible for taking care of your parents? You love them and you'd do anything for them. Well, what happens when one of them gets hurt on the job and can't go back to work? The money stops, but the bills in life, they don't. Your parents are entitled to Social Security disability benefits, but doing the paperwork, that's complicated. It's a full-time job. The smart thing to do is call this special toll-free number. They'll work directly with the Social Security Administration, do all the paperwork, and make sure your parents get their disability checks faster than you can ever do it on your own. Guaranteed. If one of your parents got injured on the job and can't work, they're entitled to receive the money they need until they can get back on their feet. It's free to learn more, so call right now.
800-296-1459. 800-296-1459. That's 800-296-1459.
Friends and family are often the first to notice when a veteran needs help. In those moments, life can feel like the weight of the world is on their shoulders. Or like they are caught in a storm they can't escape. And the metaphors veterans often use for the challenges of life are not exaggerations.
I got it.
Extending a helping hand doesn't have to be just another metaphor. Learn how you can support the veteran in your life at MakeTheConnection.net.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
The Democratic Party has a new purity test, and big-name contenders are coming out to try and challenge for the White House in 2028. Find out who on Liberty Nation Radio.
Author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
Newsmax, you like Newsmax, I like it too.
Newsmax has been terrific.
President Trump is right. Millions like you are tuning into Newsmax. You're watching Newsmax on cable. You're going to our streaming channel, Newsmax 2. And you're downloading our free Newsmax app on your smartphones and TVs. Reuters Institute says we're now one of the top news brands in the nation. Every night, watch great shows with Rob Schmidt, Carl Higbee, Rob Finnerty, and more, as they expose the big media lies, the Washington swamp, and they're never afraid to talk about faith, freedom, and the values that made us great. Find out why Newsmax is the fastest-growing news channel in America. Make the switch today and join our news revolution. Get Newsmax on cable, on streaming, and download the free app today. It takes just seconds to start. Let President Trump know you stand with Newsmax. It's for real news, for real people. Make the switch today.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-492-7014. 800-492-7014. 800-492-7014. That's 800-492-7014.
Talking heads are preaching that you're entitled to your Social Security, but are you?
The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet.
Two Supreme Court decisions have said Congress can cancel Social Security tomorrow, and you can get nothing. You may want to believe the Social Security myth, but you're not entitled to it.
Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The fighting spirit of the Marine Corps is born of battles won. Battles won within, over enemies of fear, enemies of doubt. It's who we are. It's what we do. It's a promise made to you for more than two centuries. A promise of the Marines.
Making good homes better, I'm Leslie Segretti, and this is The Money Pit. Well, now that the daylight is fading earlier, especially with the clock set back, your exterior lighting becomes more important for both safety and curb appeal. So you want to walk around the property at dusk, check those motion lights, the pathway lighting, and the porch bulbs, replace any burnt-out light bulbs with energy-saving LEDs. You can add timers or dusk-to-dawn sensors so that lights are working even when you forget. And if you're planning holiday decorations, this is the perfect time to get ahead of those tangled lights and check for damage before the season begins. Maybe there's even a preseason sale to replace some of that stuff. All right, let's see who's up next. Jim, who you got?
Leslie, John in Florida is on the line, and he's dealing with some issues with some siding. What's going on, John? Can you tell us what's happening?
Just was going to remodel the interior of my house. I had a bunch of wallpaper and, like, the stuff on the ceiling, the little bubbles, and I just wanted to get rid of it all.
All right, are you talking about a textured ceiling, John?
Yeah, textured ceiling. So I figured the easiest way, because I wanted to do the wiring anyway, because it was aluminum wiring, that just take out the drywall and start from scratch. So all the studs are there, but I just took everything else out throughout the whole house. And a friend of mine said, geez, you should cocoon the house with the spray foam insulation. And I said, geez, the house won't breathe or anything. Is that okay? And he goes, I think so. I was just curious of what you guys thought of the spray foam and doing the whole thing.
Tom had spray foam insulation in his home, and he really loved it. He always thought that made such an improvement with the efficiency of his home's heating. And, you know, it really, really was helpful. And it's funny because once he put in the spray insulation, he would always get these letters from the utility company being like, wow, your house is way more energy efficient than the house next door. And he was like, all I did was blow in the insulation. So spray foam is definitely a great way to achieve excellent energy efficiency in your home. And the nice thing about a spray foam insulation is that it expands as it's applied. So it's going to go into all of those nooks and crannies. In terms of breathability, you would have to have an exceptionally tight house to have really any breathability issues. And if you did, you could use an air-to-air heat exchanger, which is a device that works with the HVAC system. And it basically pulls fresh air in from outside, cools it or heats it depending on the season, and then circulates it into the home. But with an existing house, it's probably going to be super unusual for you to need that.
Right. So they were talking about spraying, so they would spray the walls and then just go right up into the wrap. And then they said you have to have your HVAC has to have a vent inside that conditioned space upstairs. So you think that's a good idea then?
A really super energy efficient home that's built that way from scratch, maybe you'd have to do something like that. But I don't think it's going to be an issue for an existing home like yours.
Inside the ductwork up in the attic, they said you need to have at least one vent in there because it's going to condition that whole space above your
like
head.
Like a ridge vent or a soffit vent?
No, just inside the ductwork.
All right. I hear what you're saying, I think. I don't know why they're telling you you need that. It really doesn't make sense to me because you would essentially be encapsulating the attic space in the walls. And what I find is that in the attic, you want it usually to be the same temperature as the rest of the house with this spray foam insulation, no matter what time of year it is. So it never gets super cold in the winter. It doesn't get super hot in the summer. It kind of just stays neutral most of the time. So I'm not really sure why they're suggesting that you open an HVAC duct up there.
I think they were talking about airflow up there to move air a little bit because I'm down in Florida. Half a mile from the Gulf.
You're right. Maybe it is a local thing. I mean, I'm an East Coast gal, like Northeast. You're a Gulf Coast guy. So maybe it is something more about the area that you're in. I mean, generally speaking, the show loves spray foam insulation. It works. It works well. It's always a good idea. And in your case, you've got all the drywall off, so this really is the best opportunity to do so. And, I mean, between the popcorn ceiling and the aluminum wiring, you really hit the jackpot with this one.
And all the old wallpaper.
Yes, and the wallpaper, too. You're right, John. Good luck with that project.
Yeah, that makes me feel a lot better knowing that you think it's a good idea. Thank you so much.
Well, as we head into the season of big meals and overflowing leftovers, your refrigerator is about to be under a lot of pressure. A little preventative maintenance now can keep it running efficiently, save you some energy, and help avoid those holiday dinner disasters. So start with the seals here. It's the rubber gasket around your fridge and your freezer door. That's going to be your first line of defense against wasted energy. Now, if they're dirty or if they're cracked, cold air leaks out. That's going to make your fridge work harder and your energy bills are going to go up. So clean those seals with a little warm water and dish soap and check the seal by closing the door on a dollar bill. If that dollar bill slips out easily, it's time to replace that gasket. You can look by the model number and you'll find an exact replacement for it. It's an easy fix. Now, next, look at the coils. Those dusty coils at the back or the bottom of your fridge can be a hidden energy hog because when that dirt and dust collect, they then insulate those coils and force that compressor to work overtime. So unplug the fridge, pull it away from the wall, use a coil brush or your vacuum hose attachment to just gently clean all that gunk off, and check the temperature. Now, your refrigerator should be set between 37 and 40 degrees Fahrenheit, the freezer at zero. Too cold, you're wasting energy. Too warm, and you risk spoiling the food. If your fridge doesn't have a built-in digital readout, use an appliance thermometer just to kind of confirm the accuracy. And go ahead and clean the inside properly. Toss any expired condiments, wipe down the shelves with a mix of vinegar and water, and don't forget those produce bins. They're often the dirtiest part of the fridge. You can line them with paper towels or washable mats just to make future cleanups easier. And bonus tip, don't overpack that fridge. That air kind of needs to circulate to keep the food evenly cold. And if you overstuff that fridge, it's going to make the appliance work harder. And that can lead to warm spots, which isn't ideal when you've got a turkey and three pies waiting. Right, guys? You got a lot to do, so don't risk things going bad. This is a quick tune-up that can extend your fridge's lifespan, lower your bills, and make sure that your Thanksgiving ingredients stay fresh and safe because nobody wants spoiled stuffing. We're still mad at my sister for getting everybody sick from the stuffing she made with lamb that year. And that was, oh my God, like 35 years ago. We still talk about it. Sorry, Steph. We do. This is the Money Pit. Thank you so much for joining us this hour. Coming up, before winter wraps your home up in a snowy blanket, now is the time to give your home's exterior a deep clean. And with our favorite outside cleaning tool, a power washer.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to help you remove the grime and the mildew to make your home safer and more sparkly for the holiday season. So stick around. Ready to upgrade your backyard in minutes? With Ladera Wall Block, installation is a breeze. Imagine a stunning fire pit assembled in less than 5 minutes. It's that easy. Perfect for quick and beautiful outdoor projects, including seat walls, lighting columns, and more. Ladera Wall Block is your go-to choice for a customized look without the hassle. Ladera Wall Block, transforming spaces with ease. To find a retailer near you, project instructions, design inspiration, and more, visit pavestone.com. That's PAVESTONE.com. Metal roofs are very popular these days. They're durable, long-lasting, and beautiful. With a nearly endless number of designs, styles, and colors to choose from, you can easily find a quality metal roof to fit the architectural style of your home. There are even style options that mimic shake, slate, and clay or concrete tile, yet all offer the easy care and performance advantages of metal. Add great curb appeal to your home with a metal roof. Get inspired. Visit the Metal Roofing Alliance at metalroofing.com. Hi, it's Leslie from the Money Pit. You know I'm all about smart solutions for your home, and I found one for cleaning that's a real game changer. Jaws, the Just Add Water System. Now, these cleaners really perform. The glass cleaner, streak-free. The multi-purpose, it cuts through those messes. Jaws formulas are EPA Safer Choice certified, so they're safer for your family and the environment. Just fill the Jaws bottle with water, drop in a pod, and you are ready to clean glass, countertops, bathrooms, even floors. Jaws, better at cleaning, better for the environment, better for you. And right now, Money Pit listeners can save 20%. Just use promo code MONEYPIT at JawsCleans.com and save 20%. That's JawsCleans.com. It's time to get outside and transform your patio, porch, pool deck, and walkways with concrete resurfacing products from Deich Coatings. These top-quality real stone and granite coatings roll on easily to add beauty, durability, and traction to all of your surfaces. No artistic skills needed, and you'll love the authentic color selections. These DIY projects add value and curb appeal to your home. Learn more at the Home Depot, Lowe's, or DeichCoatings.com. That's DeichCoatings.com. Outdoor concrete projects are quick and easy with QuickCrete fast-setting concrete mix in the red bag. It's great for setting fence posts, a mailbox, deck footings, or even a small slab. QuickCrete fast-setting concrete in the red bag makes setting posts quick and easy. There's no mixing. Just pour the dry mix into the hole and soak it with water. It sets hard in 20 to 40 minutes. It's that quick and that easy. You'll find QuickCrete fast-setting concrete mix at home improvement stores. Look for it in the red bag.
The Money Pit is presented by TrackSafe Anti-Slip Color Coat and Anti-Slip Sealer from Deich Coatings, the official coatings partner of The Money Pit. Renew concrete and stone. Learn more at DeichCoatings.com. D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
Making good homes better. This is The Money Pit. I'm Leslie Segretti. Well, when you set your clock...
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio. You remember when quality mattered more and people advertised low prices? When craftsmanship wasn't just a buzzword, but a way of life. At Cascade Curations, they never forgot. Their hand-selected collections honor that American tradition and the quality you grew up with. Quality clothing and low prices, just like they used to make them. Come see their showroom of men's and women's clothing across from Jack's Grill on California Street. And as always, they have free parking for their customers. Go by and see for yourself. Cascade Curations.
you're not using too much pressure, especially on wood or older painted surfaces. Now, if you've got some touch-up painting planned, that's another hard one, touch-up painting planned, before the winter hits, power washing is also kind of the best prep step. I know, keep laughing at me. Keep laughing, Jimmy.
I think it's cute. Proceed, Mr. Segretti.
When I write things for you, I'm going to literally write you the hardest things to say.
Flipping everything around.
Mark my words, Money Pit listeners.
Thanks,
next
Leslie.
Week, Jimmy's going to be tongue-tied. All right. But with your pressure washer, a 25-degree nozzle, it's great. It's all-purpose. Definitely, though, test the areas. You want to make sure you don't mess things up if it's older wood or painted surfaces. If you were planning on touching up those painted surfaces, see, I did it again, power washing is the best prep step. A clean surface will hold that paint better and avoid bubbling and peeling later on. And one thing I always recommend is skipping the ladder. It is not worth the risk of a slippery surface. You know, if you got to clean the second story siding or the windows, you can get an extension wand or even just a house washing kit that attaches to the garden hose, and that should do the trick. And don't forget to winterize the equipment when you're done. Drain the hose and pump completely so that you avoid freezing damage. And if it's gas powered, either run the fuel out or add stabilizer so it's good to go come springtime. So if you've got a couple of hours and some galoshes and you want a quick win this weekend, grab that power washer and give your home a little fall facelift. You'll be glad you did when those holiday decorations go up. Everything looks better on a clean surface, right?
Yipper.
All right. Let's get back to the phones. Who's up?
Heading out to Minnesota, Leslie. We've got Stacy. Stacy, what's going on at your money pit?
I have a question about using some mortar to fill in the spaces between the brick on our fireplace. We purchased a 1968 Rambler that needs a lot of work, and we're thinking if we fill in the space between the bricks on the fireplace and then paint it with a lime wash.
All right, Stacy, so I'm a little confused because it sounds to me like maybe you're trying to fill in that mortar so you have a smooth surface and not really repoint the bricks. And when I say repoint, I'm talking about the grout, really, between the bricks. So do you still want to see the brick face and have that smooth line between that's at the same level? I mean, I think that might be kind of weird if you have, like, a brick face texture and then sort of like a smooth grid going around it. But if you're talking about a lime wash, which is kind of like a pickling finish, that really only works on wood because a lime wash is going to sit on a wood grain and goes into the wood grain and then reacts with the grain itself and causes it to have the sort of white chalky finish in the graining, and then the smooth parts of the wood just kind of take on a milky wash. I don't think you're going to get the same effect on brick because it's not going to absorb into the brick in the same way. It's just going to kind of get stuck in a lot of places, and you might get a lot of, you know, differences in looks between where the filling is, the mortar, the brick, etc. You know, I think if you're trying to go for a smooth finish, that's something completely different from the brick. You know, you can think about the idea of tiling or, you know, a stone fascia to go over the brick just to give you a completely different look. But I think this sort of effect that you're in here, maybe I'm not picturing it right, but I think the way I'm visualizing it seems a little bit odd. You know, you could do stucco also. That's another option, but that's just a different texture. And that goes on top of the brick forever, and it would be a real pain in the butt to ever take off. The faux stone really does look beautiful, and you can find things sort of in, like, maybe something that's very linear, like a ledge stone, or something more natural, like a river rock or something. And you can get them in those sort of white finishes that I think is what you have in mind. So let's do a little bit more exploring, Stacy. And if you want to come back to us with some more ideas, I'm very, very happy to help you out.
If you're craving a quick design refresh this fall, wallpaper might be your new best friend. Coming up in Leslie's Last Word, Leslie will share easy ways to make a big statement with just a little paper. From bold murals to style accents that totally transform a space. Up next on The Money Pit.
Hi. Hi, I'm Marinez Duarte, a family tech and safety expert with Verizon. As families get ready for Halloween, nearly 9 in 10 parents with kids over 6 say they plan to check in or monitor them while they're trick-or-treating, according to a recent morning consult survey. Parents want their kids to have fun, but they also want peace of mind. That's where Verizon can help. With the free Verizon Family app, parents can use location sharing to monitor their child in real time, almost like walking beside them, just virtually. And for added peace of mind, the feature Safe Walk with SOS lets kids share the location with their emergency contact and send an alert if they feel unsafe. For younger kids, the Gizmo Watch 3 is a great starter smartwatch. Parents can add trusted contacts, get alerts if their child leaves an area, and stay connected through calls and photo sharing. Before heading out, make sure everyone's devices are charged and location sharing is on. A little prep and smart tech can make Halloween fun, safe, and worry-free. For more information and safety tips, visit Verizon.com/family.
You're listening to Leaf Filter Radio, and the guru of gutter protection himself, Chris Cunahan, is here to take your most pressing leaf-related questions.
Hey, everybody, Chris here. I understand we have Ron on the line. Ron, where are you calling from?
Uh-oh. Ron, are you calling from a ladder?
Well, I was. I wanted to ask Chris what I need to do to get my gutters ready to have leaf filter installed.
Oh, Ron, you don't have to do anything. A Leaf Filter Trusted Pro will come out and clean out your gutters, realign and seal your gutters, and install a leaf filter, America's number one gutter protection system.
So I didn't need to get on this ladder?
Ron, Leaf Filter Trusted Pros are in your neighborhood and ready to help. Just visit leaffilter.com/deal to schedule your free gutter inspection and get up to 30% off.
Thank goodness. What was that site?
To get this special radio offer, go to leaffilter.com/deal for your free gutter inspection today and get up to 30% off. That's leaffilter.com/deal for up to 30% off. Leaffilter.com/deal. See representative for warranty details.
60 seconds of service.
This 60 seconds of service is presented by T-Mobile. Those who serve, save with T-Mobile. Military families get exclusive savings with T-Mobile, the best mobile network in the U.S., according to Ookla speed test. So you can stay connected wherever you are. Visit T-Mobile.com/military-savings to learn more. After Afghanistan, Army veteran Aaron felt lost in civilian life. Through Pets for Patriots, he adopted two rescue cats whose daily feeding and playtime brought routine and purpose back to his days. The companionship eased his anxiety and lifted his motivation to reconnect socially. They don't judge. They just show up, Aaron says. And that's sometimes all a veteran needs to start living again. For more inspirational stories and conversations, just go to NationalDefenseNetwork.com.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Where?